From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today in Pakistan, a suicide bomber killed 7 people at an Air Force installation 30 miles outside the capital, and there's been additional violence in Pakistan as well. The Federal Aviation Administration is trying to determine why a Northwest Airlines jet overflew its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles on Wednesday night before turning back and landing safely. Pilots did not make contact with ground controllers for more than an hour. Mary Schiavo, a former inspector general for the Transportation Department, says there would be an investigation of any aircraft that was out of radio contact for more than an hour.
Usually the way that looks on a transcript or on a cockpit voice recorder is they call the flight number many times, and then, of course, if they don't respond, they become a NORDO. It's called a no radio communications flight.
Pilots reportedly have told officials they became distracted by a conversation about airline policy, but Schiavo says she suspects fatigue, and the FAA says it is looking into that as well. House lawmakers charged with writing financial reform legislation have approved a bill that would, for the first time, establish a watchdog agency for consumers. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The proposal would take away consumer financial protection powers from the Federal Reserve and other banking regulators and create a standalone agency. The Consumer Financial Protection Agency would monitor, research, and regulate large banks as well as financial firms that currently escape regulation. House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank.
No federal regulation, and in many cases, no effective consumer regulation at all. Payday lenders, check cashers, remittances. The sad fact is that the lower your income in America, the more you pay for financial transactions.
But the new draft now excludes retailers and auto dealers, as well as credit and title insurers who raise concerns about the bill. The legislation could go before the full House for a vote as soon as next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
A new survey shows that the new H1N1 swine flu was very widespread in early October. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
1 in 5 children had flu-like symptoms in the first 11 days of October, according to a telephone survey of 2,300 households in 30 states. Symptoms included fever, fatigue, coughing, and aches and pains. Most of the children probably had the new H1N1 flu, says Lynn Finelli of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who analyzed the data. She announced the findings at a meeting of a vaccine advisory committee. She also showed a map of the U.S. colored brown for places with high flu rates. The entire map was brown. Very unusual for early October, Finelli said. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
Stock markets are up around the world today. This is NPR News. The highest-ranking woman in Major League Baseball is out of a job. Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt has fired his estranged wife, Jamie, who was the team's chief executive officer. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
And the Dodgers thought they had it rough with the Philadelphia Phillies a day after their league championship series ended with Philadelphia overrunning L.A. 4-1. The Dodgers learned they could be involved in a bare-knuckles fight over who runs the team. It was announced Thursday that current team owner Frank McCourt had fired his wife. Jamie McCourt's lawyer was quoted as saying, "As co-owner of the Dodgers, Mrs. McCourt will address her termination and all other issues in the courtroom." According to the Los Angeles Times, there's word that Jamie McCourt is recruiting investors for a possible attempt at buying out her husband and taking sole control of the Dodgers. A team spokesman declined comment, saying it was policy not to talk about personnel matters. Last week, the McCourts released a statement saying they had separated. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And as for the Los Angeles Angels, they have cut back the New York Yankees' lead in the American League baseball playoffs last night. It's now 3-2. The Angels beat the Yanks by 7-6. Game 6 is tomorrow night in New York, and either the Yankees or the Angels will face the National League's Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series. That's scheduled to start on Wednesday, now that the Phillies have beaten the Dodgers. The hyperactive-appearing rubber-faced comedian Soupy Sales has died at age 83. His former manager says that Sales died last night at a hospice in New York and had numerous health problems. Soupy Sales built a career on pranks and thousands of pies to his face. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.